Hi, this is David. Before we get started today, let's do a little visualization exercise. Picture this. It's late at night. You're doing a little online browsing, when suddenly you find that product you've been looking for months. You add it to your cart, head to checkout, and then realize your credit card is nowhere nearby. But then you see it. That purple pay button. One tap and everything's already filled in. No logging in, no digging for your card. Just done. And that smooth, no-hassle checkout? That was powered by Shopify. The platform that helps millions of businesses create seamless shopping experiences. Start your journey as an entrepreneur today. With hundreds of ready-to-use templates, Shopify will help you build a beautiful online store that matches your brand's style. It's also packed with AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. And what if you get stuck? No worries. Shopify is always around to share advice with their award-winning 24/7 customer support. See less carts go abandoned and more sales go with Shopify and their Shop Pay button. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. That's shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from How to Be Happy by Maria Frank, published in 1893. Never wait for a chance to do good. Never seek for some great thing, but improve each small opportunity as it comes to you. And someday you will be surprised to find that the truly great occasion of your life would have been overlooked had you not been keeping track of the small things. Or to put it another way, the person who overlooks a small opportunity will have lost their eyesight when a great one comes. Be also content with the things you have. Some people have better things, others have worse. You perhaps cannot have the better, and you have no desire for the worse. Then be content with what you have. You may have had better things in the past. You may have worse things in the future. Be thankful for the present and be content. If your lot is a hard one, you may improve it, but not by murmuring, fretting, or showing discontent. Just learn the lesson of contentment. Do your work and wait on God for brighter days, for richer fruits, for purer joys. Do not draw into your shell. So much is to be gained by contact with the outside world. The influence of the social current has the same effect upon human nature as produced by the constant friction of the sea upon the pebbles on the beach. Rough corners are polished, and the sharper angles are smoothed down into symmetrical proportions. However, it is not enough to be simply in the swim. If you wish to be happy, cultivate that society which elevates and ennobles. Seek relaxation for the mind and body among a set of people who hold broad views of living. Narrow-minded men and women, and the world is full of them, will only give you distorted ideas of life, ideas that will change the sunniest and most healthy disposition into one that is morose, churlish, and bad-natured. Be careful, then, whom you choose for your companions. In the voyage of life, we should imitate the ancient mariners, who, without losing sight of the earth, trusted to the heavenly signs for their guidance. Timeless life lessons, such as, if you would like to sleep well, take a clear conscience to bed with you. Remember that life is short and time is precious. Millions of women and men breathe, move, and live, pass off the stage of life and are heard of no more. Why? Because they did not a particle of good in the world, and none were blessed by them. None could point to them as the instruments of their redemption or happiness. Not a line they wrote, not a word they spoke, could be recalled, and so they perished. Their light went out into darkness, and they were not remembered more than the insect of yesterday. Will you thus live and die, my immortal friends? If not, live for something. Do good and leave behind you a monument of virtue that the storm of time can never destroy. Write your name by kindness, love, and mercy on the hearts of the thousands you come into contact, year by year, and you will never be forgotten. Your name will be as clear on the hearts you leave behind as the North Star, for deeds shine as bright as the stars of heaven.